T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Couple things about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez I've been wondering for a while. Having run a statewide campaign myself, knowing what it's like to raise over 6 figures to try to beat somebody and how hard that is to do, stuff about her has never added up. Never did anything in her life of any significance. Failed at the business she tried to run. By 28, was still working as a waitress, even with a college degree. So how on earth did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raise $2 million as a waitress? It doesn't make any sense. If you follow politics at all, I mean, a typical congressional race. I mean, look at Ralph Norman, right? Established politician. Got donor sources. Ralph Norman spent $400,000 on that race against Tommy Pope, who spent $600,000. Was his chief rival anyway. I mean, so these are connected politicians. These are people with a long history. These are people with family connections. How did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raise $2 million? How did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez raise so much money that another almost $1 million was $886,000? It was moved, we now know, illegally by her campaign manager out of her campaign to help other Democrats. Trust me, it's impossible. She didn't do it. Somebody did, but it wasn't her. What if none of this was her? What if she's just an actress? What if she just answered an audition call for somebody who wanted to play a congresswoman? It sure would explain a lot. Well, it appears to be the case. This is some investigative reporting by a podcaster by the name of Christopher Patrick Coles, who documents this every step of the way. Take a listen to what he found.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not really the congresswoman of New York's 14th congressional district. She is essentially an actress. She's merely playing the part of a New York congresswoman. In 2017, a group called the Justice Democrats held auditions for potential congressional candidates that they would run on their platform for various congressional seats throughout the country. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's brother, Gabriel, submitted her for the role. Obviously, AOC has star power. Just look at her. She's a superstar, the most famous person in Congress. Their casting was perfect. Now, I didn't have to go digging for evidence for this because they freely admit it. They brag about it.
This is Alexandra Rojas, executive director of the Justice Democrats. I'm going to tell you who's behind them in a minute.
Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like literally working out of a restaurant then. I was like, there's no way.
A casting call. They had a casting call. They cast Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the role of Congresswoman. And they did this so they could promote their own agenda.
I'm going to get into that in a minute because it's really scary. But first, what are the goals of the group Justice Democrats who did this?
The goals are to take over the Democratic Party, eventually take control of Congress, and in turn, control the United States. They have expressed their intentions very clearly on camera.
We're going to run hundreds of candidates, and we're going to primary all of the establishment Democrats. So we're not going to be like, is it Chuck Schumer? Maybe yes, maybe no, right? No, it's a hard no.
Wow. This not the only place this has been reported. Rolling Stone did an article on it, so it might be true. Here's a quote. The group ultimately ended up with 12,000 applications for the congressional seats across the country. Just 12 of those applicants turned into actual candidates, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Who are their other candidates? candidates who succeeded. A couple names you'll probably recognize. Ilhan Omar, the now famous anti-Semite. Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, who's got a filthy potty mouth. And Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts. Wow.
Imagine if they run not 79 candidates, but 200 or 400. At their current rate of success, they would get 88 House seats. And if they improve their techniques, they might get more, including Senate seats.
Okay, they're socialist, but it's worse than that. The main guy behind this, at a minimum, a Nazi sympathizer. Take a listen. I've been talking about him for a while. His name's Saikat Chakrabarty. He's a brilliant guy out of Harvard, started his own tech companies, made millions of dollars, and walks around in a set of T-shirts emblazoned with a Nazi's face. An Indian guy who's a Nazi. Pledged allegiance to Hitler in order to help him destroy America. This is who's behind AOC. Take a listen.
What is known is that these people are dangerous. Zach Exley is a radical left open borders guy who was once a fellow at the Open Borders Foundation, which is George Soros' organization. And he seems to be the least extreme of these guys. Cenk Uygur calls his organization the Young Turks. The Young Turks is named after a group of Turkish revolutionaries formed in 1911 who slaughtered 1.5 million people in the Armenian Genocide.
They were Muslims.
So we know where Cenk's influence is at. Saikat Chakrabarty is influenced by this guy, Subhas Chandra Bose. How do we know this? Because he wears this Che Guevara-style shirt with Subhas Chandra Bose's face on it in most of his videos. That seems like a pretty deliberate choice. So who is Subhas Chandra Bose? Subhas called himself a socialist, but he is quoted as saying, "Our philosophy should be a synthesis between Nazism and communism."
Wow.
Another important thing that we need to recognize about Subhas is that he was an anti-colonialist. Now, we're not super familiar with this political perspective here in the US, but in India, anti-colonialism causes deep resentment to this day. This is explained in the documentary film 2016, Obama's America. In this film, Dinesh D'Souza explains anti-colonialism and shows how these ideas influence Barack Obama because, and this is the scary part, the United States is founded on colonialism. To the anti-colonialist, the US is an evil empire that colonized North America. The United States is the enemy and is to be fought, is to be resisted, torn down. This is the guy that Saikat Chakrabarty, AOC's chief of staff, wears on his t-shirt, a pro-violence, anti-colonial socialist who dreamed of a Nazi communist government. This is the man behind the curtain. This is the brains behind AOC. It's definitely scarier to me that he's not a congressman, but that he is the man behind the curtain. There is no accountability for the man behind the curtain. If AOC falls from grace, he can just hire another actress. There are no term limits to being the guy behind the curtain.
Yep, there aren't. When you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who admits she answered a casting call from this group, to find somebody they could spend millions of dollars boosting into Congress.
Oh, and just remember, the next time you see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's fake. She's a fraud. She's not real. None of her tweets are actually her tweets. None of her speeches are her speeches. Her answers to questions and interviews, she was coached to give those. She's not a real congresswoman. She's an actress.
Which makes this make sense.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez seems like, to anyone unfamiliar with her arrangement, like a bit of an enigma. Most of the time, she seems to bumble along with no apparent idea about what she's doing. But sometimes she says and does things that seem kind of brilliant.
Yep, it explains it all. Plus the $2 million she raised as an act, as a waitress? Come on, big donors don't write checks to waitresses. This doesn't happen. Now, here's the scary part. Their plan is to take over the Democrat Party. Now do you understand why Ilhan Omar was able to get away with the anti-Semitic things she said and tweeted? Ilhan Omar is one of their candidates who won. Everybody in the Democrat Party is terrified of being primaried by these lunatic Nazis. Well, one of them's a Nazi anyway. And so that's why the anti-Semitism is being allowed to fester. That's why they wouldn't name Ilhan Omar. They were afraid to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.